if you look at our gate there facing the street, you see two logos or two symbols. One of them is the logo of the Jubilee year 2025. Pilgrims of Hope is the theme. And the other one is the logo of our own Jubilee year. This is our 50th year, our 50th anniversary. And so we have a little logo there on the gate as well, celebrating 50 years, our journey in the heart of the church. Well, the idea of having a Jubilee year comes from today's first reading from the book of Leviticus, Old Testament. God told the people of Israel to have a Jubilee year every 50 years. So this is our 50th anniversary, so naturally this reading makes us think about our Jubilee year. In the church, the Jubilee years are every 25 years. They started out back in the year 1300 every 50 years, but people realized they're too far apart, and some people would never make it to Rome in their whole lifetime. So the church, for a long time, has celebrated Jubilee years every 25 years. So that's why we have one this year, 2025. But the spiritual roots of the Jubilee year come from this reading. God wanted the people to celebrate a great Jubilee every 50 years. And in the reading, it describes how the Jubilee would be celebrated. Everybody would go back to his own property, his native territory. Everything would go back to the way it was 50 years ago. Sounds kind of idealistic, and the scholars tell us that actually they never really did that. I don't think they ever really tried. And you can imagine why, because 50 years is a long time and a lot of things change. Imagine if we tried to go back to the way things were 50 years ago. This neighborhood didn't exist. I don't know what was here, just salt beds, I guess. Salt beds, or I've been told many times, this is where the bodies were dumped during the martial law years, the extrajudicial killings. The bodies were dumped here in BF Resort. So, do you want to go back to 50 years ago? There's no buildings, there's no church, there's no homes, it's just fields or salt beds. Well, where would all these people go? Well, go back to their ancestral territory? That sounds like a nice idea, but what if the ancestral territory has been changed completely? What if there's a road where your house used to be? What if there's a school there? What if the house is completely demolished? Or even if it's still there, can it hold the children and the grandchildren that have been born in the last 50 years? Impossible to think of it. The disruption that would take place is just unimaginable. Well, then why is this vision of the Jubilee year in the Word of God? What is God telling us here? And especially if the Jews never really followed it, what good is this? What we're being reminded of here is that our identity is in God. It's not in our property, it's not in our business, it's not in how much money we've made over the years, it's not in our plans for progress, it's in God. So this idea of the Jubilee year is a great reset, it's a great return to our foundation, which is very important. Because we easily get lost as we go along. We start to think that we're important because we went to this school, or because we have this amount of money, or because we have this job, or because we know so and so. And that's all false. Those are all passing distinctions that can easily be wiped out. We are being warned here not to make a God out of progress. And not to make a God out of money, not to make a God out of business, but to be detached from these things because our identity is in God. God is the one in charge. God is the one who creates us and puts us in our place in the world and makes it possible for us to grow, for our families, for our health, for our future. It's all God. And so it's good to be reminded of that. Even if we can't practically go back 50 years, we can go back to our roots. We're doing this in Anuwan this year, 50 years, our anniversary. We keep reflecting back on what happened 50 years ago, what started 50 years ago, what gift was given to the church 50 years ago, what gift do we still have now that was given to the church 50 years ago. That's what we're doing. So we're not going back to the place. In fact, the place where Anuwan was founded had been torn down for years. That building is torn down. There's a parking lot there. So we can't go back there. In our pilgrimage last month, we went to Binondo because that's part of our historical journey in the Philippines. Well, the building where some of our Anuwan people live is torn down. The rectory there is torn down. They're building a new one. So how can we go back? We don't have to go back to the buildings and the properties and the money. What we have to go back to is God. God who has established us and God who is the basis of our very identity. So that's the kind of reset that this scripture is reminding us of. To not lose sight of where we come from or of who we are. Who we are is not based on progress or on money or on business. Who we are is based on God, who is our creator. Okay, well that's a great thing to reflect on, how we belong to God and how we can return to our roots in God, and we can know who we are when we turn to God. But what about the problem of sin? This is the problem that comes up in today's gospel, especially the sin of King Herod. King Herod committed the terrible sin of ordering the death of a prophet, John the Baptist. And he did it for a very stupid reason, because he made a foolish promise to the dancing girl. And he didn't want to break his promise because other people heard him make the promise. So he based his actions not on God, not on truth, not on love, but on human respect, on pleasures of the flesh, on the whim of the moment. Stupid and evil. Okay, so there's John. He's been beheaded and buried. And here's Herod, who lives now with this guilt of having killed the prophet. I'm sure he ordered the death of many people, but this is the one that disturbs him. So at the beginning of today's gospel, Herod hears about Jesus and thinks, oh no, it's John the Baptist again. He's coming back to haunt me. He came back from the dead and now he's tormenting me. He was bothering me when he was alive and he's bothering me now. You see the condition of Herod? He can't reset. He can't go back. He's crippled by his guilty conscience. He's tormented by his guilt. This is a very good description of what happens when we sin and we sit in a condition of sin. It's a torment. I've known people who have come to me after years and years and they confess a sin from 50 years ago. It's been bothering them ever since. Finally, they go to confession in order to be set free of it. Because sin hangs over us, a guilt hangs over us, and we can't just reset. We can't just pretend we didn't do that or that didn't happen. It did, and we're guilty. In literature, in many different cultures, there are many stories about people who are riddled with guilt, people whose conscience is tormenting them year after year after year. One of the famous examples is Shakespeare's play Macbeth. Macbeth, who had killed the king. And then he killed some people who were supposed to be who were accused of being the killer. So he got on a kind of killing rampage. But even though he became powerful because of his crime, He was tormented interiorly. He had nightmares, he had hallucinations, he was afraid of what people were saying in the next room, and he went crazy because he was tormented by his guilty conscience. Well, this is Herod. Well, what's the solution? You can't just say, let's go back 50 years, let's go back and pretend everything's fine again. No, the solution to sin, it does not come from us. The only solution to sin comes from God. And the real solution to sin is the death and resurrection of Jesus. Because Jesus took on sin and defeated sin, he made it possible for us to be free. It doesn't say we're not guilty, but that we can be set free from our guilt. How? When we repent. We ask the Lord's mercy, make a good confession. And then we get this gift of a great reset. Better than going back 50 years, we go back to the condition we were in when we were baptized. Free from sin. Free from sin. It's an extraordinary miracle. Well, Herod didn't have that experience. As far as we know, he never repented. So he was tormented by guilt for the rest of his life. God does not want us to be stuck in a condition of guilt. He wants us to be free. He wants us to reset. He wants us to go back to our roots. He wants us to be who he created us to be. And he makes it possible through the process of repentance. So we can learn from the negative example of Herod. Not that we can say we're not sinners or that we've never sinned. We can't say that. But we can say, because of God's mercy, we can be free from sin. We can go back to the innocence that God established for us, because God made it possible in Jesus Christ. So as we reflect on the Jubilee year, the theme of the Jubilee is Pilgrims of Hope. Why do we have hope? Because of Jesus Christ. Because he died and rose for us and made it possible for us to be set free, to heal our guilty conscience. We don't have to be tormented. We can live as pilgrims of hope because of Jesus. So with this awareness of the Jubilee year, and as we celebrate our 50th anniversary, we reject the error of Herod, the stupid and evil things that we've done, and we accept the gift of freedom from sin in Jesus Christ.